everyone, welcome to Girl Gone Frugal. Again, this is your host, Michelle Jackson, founder of the blog ShopMyClosetProject.com. Today's podcast episode is all about money mindset, which honestly has been the hardest part of my financial journey. I'm a hard worker, I'm focused, I've been able to, you know, pay off debts in the past, I've also been able to make more money. And I found myself really wondering, why aren't I where I want to be? Why aren't I where I want to be financially? And I had to kind of have a really hard conversation with myself about the money mindset that I have and had, and kind of work through those in order to get money to flow into my life and not constantly out of my hands. And I think that for a lot of people, this is that one thing that no one really talks about, but it's the most important part of a financial journey. Because you can't just be like, I'm so done with debt, I'm going to pay it off. Like you have, there's a process of getting things into alignment. It's not just action, it's belief. It's not just belief, it's understanding what motivates you and what triggers your spending or your debt accrual. You know, so there's a lot of components to money mindset, and I wanted to talk about five exercises that you could do to really help money flow back into your life. And it's taken me 5 years of blogging about freaking personal finance to get to the point to be like, what is going on? Like, why aren't I getting the traction that I need to get to really just get this done? And recently I discovered that I had a money mindset blockage, and that was keeping me from where I want to go. So here are the five exercises that I'm working on that I think will be helpful to people and have been helping me, and know that you're not alone in this. And also, I do want to say everyone's personal finance journey is personal, and I don't want anyone to ever look at someone else's journey and feel like you're lacking or that there's something wrong with you. Like, I have years of money mindset to work through. And it has not been easy. It's been very hard. But you have to start today. Like, a journey of 1,000 steps starts with one step. So just be on your own personal journey, work through your own stuff. I almost said another word, which would have been fine, but I'm trying to keep this clean so I don't have to mark it explicit. And be okay with understanding that you will get to the end of your journey and you will be okay. You might not be unscathed, but you will get there. So these are the five mindset exercises that I'm working on that have really made a huge difference to me. The first is I actually have a money journal. Now, I was the kid and the adult, quite honestly, who always journaled. Like, I liked to journal to get the stuff that I'm thinking about outside of my brain. I just like to get it out of my mind and just be able to, you know, think about and ponder and work through the stuff that's going on financially. So how on earth does a money journal work? Well, basically what I do is every day I look at all of my accounts. And I don't look at my investments, but I look at my bank account, because one of the things I want to see is, you know, am I accumulating money? What payments are going through? Like, I wanted to get really intimate with, and that's the word I want to use, with the ebbs and flows of my money, and how does it make me feel? How does it make me feel when I pay a student loan? How does it make me feel when I pay something that is really not that important to me? How does it make me feel when I notice that I paid, you know, for coffee 10 times in 1 week? So when you start dating your account and like writing down how it makes you feel, you know, it, you gain power over it. So I've had moments where I was afraid to look at my account because I was like, is it going to be negative? Now, I haven't had to pay overdraft fees in a very long time, but I have had my accounts get overdrawn because of a bill I wasn't aware was going through, or just, and it was, it's my one specific account that I'm thinking of where I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have enough money in this account for these regular expenses that are going through. So just really being aware of what's going on. I am now self-employed, and actually that's really important for me to be touching base with these accounts because I noticed that some need to have a minimum in them at all times. So I'm adjusting that. In my, I noticed when I had certain business expenses going out of an account that's not the business account, so I shifted that. So there are just certain things that, you know, that I write about in my money mindset journal. I write about how good it feels to save money on something, or I found $5. So the day that I'm recording this, the day before, I found $5. You know, I kind of share how that feels, or just the small wins that I experienced with money, or the big wins, or, you know, an epic fail, because you are experiencing those things all at the same time. And I think it's really easy to, you know, get distracted by your financial fails, but you need to also balance that with your wins. So by journaling, I'm able to keep track of both. Number two, one of the mindset practices that I focus on is honesty. I am now honest about the type of money person that I am. I am not a naturally frugal person. I've learned to be a naturally frugal person through mindful substitution. But I'm not a naturally frugal person. I'm a natural spender. And so that is something that I have to work on because I have moments where maybe I'll get depressed and something's going on and it'll trigger spending. So I have to be honest about that. And so I just am very, when I work on mindset about that, I think about the things that I need to do to manage to keep me in alignment with my financial goals. Number three, figure out what your blockage. And by that, what I mean is, you can hear me moving my paper here. I try to figure out, like, what's blocking me from my goal. So I just kind of sit quietly, and I don't know if I would call it meditating, but I sit quietly, and I try to think about, what am I doing that's keeping me from the success that I want? I also will go on walks to do this. So a lot of times you need to do something that will really just free your mind. For some people, they could be in the shower, exercise, whatever it is that helps kind of free your mind and open your mind so that you can figure out what is the one, you know, habit or, you know, thing that I'm doing that's keeping me from the goal, the end result that I want with my money. For me, it was just not being aware. Number four, if you're a frugal person and you have money coming in, but you still can't figure out what's happening, like where's your money going, what's going on, I need to tell you, but you need to like really be budgeting. You need to be figuring out, you need to get clear on what's going on with your cash. And a budget is really the only way you're going to do that. And it's cool now because you have online resources that will help you with that. So Personal Capital is now a resource that I'm using, and it's great because it helps me track everything. I've used Mint before, but this year I wanted to try something new. And so if you're wanting to use that resource, just click in the link in the show notes at the end of the show. So again, I use Personal Capital. I also will go, because I use a lot of cash, so I will write down my cash expenditures as well. So I try to really figure out where are the spending leaks and what's going on, and use online tools to help me do that. Number five, this one's huge, and I think that a lot of Americans really struggle with this one. Pay yourself first. This one's been hard for me. Pay yourself first. So I make sure now, I'm self-employed now, so this is really important, but quite honestly, it doesn't matter. If you don't pay yourself first, who will? Who will? You need to prioritize your savings, your finances first. And so this is a money mindset practice. Putting cash aside for you before anyone else is really hard for a lot of people. It's really hard. And so a lot of people are really programmed that they pay their bills first and then themselves. And that was what I was taught. But the thing is, that's the fast track to being broke. And it's not because I was taught wrong. It was just that it was the lesson taught to my family. So I pay myself first. It is actually one of the hardest things I've ever done. And when I get money coming in, say it's $100, I figure out the 20% and then also the 30% because I pay self-employment tax, so taxes. So I'm now making sure that, so that means I get $50 out of that. But it doesn't matter because I came first. And until I consistently take an action where I come first financially, my finances will always be a hot mess. And I would say that this is going to be the hardest thing that people do. I use 20% because women live longer, and also my goal is to get to 50% in terms of saving. Okay? So I am paying myself first. It is one of the hardest things I've ever done. And every day I work on this money mindset. Number six is kind of the flip side on this. So it's kind of a nuance of number five, paying everyone before you take care of you. So Dave Ramsey talks about this when people are trying to pay off their debt. You know, me and Dave, like, I respect him. I just think he's so grumpy. I can't handle all the grumpers. Like, why are you so grumpy, man? You live in a mansion. Anyway, the point is, he does say that when Murphy is knocking at your door and you're just trying to survive, you need to be paying for food, shelter. Food, shelter. Oh, transportation, so that you can work, eat, live, and then get jobs so that you make money. So, again, pay yourself first was number five. But this is the other side of the coin, which is paying everyone before you take care of you. You might have the worst credit ever, but at least you'll have a place to live. And so, you know, you need to talk to your creditors, talk to whomever you owe. Maybe you start paying $10 a month, $10 a week, whatever it is you need to do to show that you intend to pay. But if you are about to be kicked out and put on the street because you paid everyone before yourself, that doesn't even make sense. And food comes first. You can't stop eating. And if food is expensive for you, I'm going to drop a link into this episode talking about how you can eat for less, eat healthy for less. So I will drop a link. I just squished the words together. Drop a link. Get it? Drink. Anyway, I will drop a link in the podcast notes as well about how you can shop for less. And also make sure that you have downloaded the Ibotta app so that when you're buying groceries, they're cheaper. Don't pay so much for things. It doesn't make sense. When you have a cell phone that is with you at all times and you can get discounts. Okay? Number seven, and this one is huge. My mom does this, and at first I was like, oh, Mom, and then I read this fabulous book that I can't remember the name of, and it's so frustrating. I read an amazing book where the young lady talked about when she pays her bills, she calls them blessings already paid for. So you know how a lot of people are like, oh, I hate my bills, I'm so mad about my bills. Well, a lot of those debts pay for things that you enjoy. Let's be honest. You know, I am no longer mad at my student loans. Without those student loans, I wouldn't have my education. And I wouldn't have the education to research all the cool things that are going to make me a lot of money in the future. So instead of being angry and being like, well, I took out all this money and I owe this money and blah, 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 instead I'm like, you know what, thank you so much for allowing me to use this tool at that time when I didn't have other information or resources so that I could educate myself. Or even though this was the worst idea and I've had cash-only trips, but this time I did it on a credit card, thank you for the blessing that was that trip. And I can, you know, enjoy those memories while I side hustle for the next year to pay off those memories. You know, just don't be mad at yourself. Just call it a blessing, call it what it is, and pay it off. So to recap, the money mindset exercises that I now work with and work on, which have really made a huge difference to me, are: one, I journal about my money. Two, I'm honest about the fact that I'm a natural spender and I'm not naturally frugal. However, I've become really frugal with those tendencies. So I've been honest about myself. I'm honest about the fact that I like to eat good food and I'm not willing to give that up. I'm honest about the fact that I like to be fashionable, even though I live in a city that is painfully not fashionable. And I had to figure out ways to enjoy those parts of my personality without going broke. Three, figure out what's blocking you from the success that you want. What are your triggers? What are the habits, you know, that you have that are keeping you from the success that you want? And these are, I'm not spending, you know, hours on this a day. I'm spending maybe, I'd say 20 to 30 minutes a day, maybe, on all of these things. I just give them a quick thought, journal, and then I'm good. Number four, budget. Let's be honest. Without a budget, without some kind of way to figure out where your money is going, it's just going somewhere and you don't know where. And personal capital as a tool to do that. It's free, guys. Why would you not use a free online tool that will, it's free and secure, so that you can see where your money is going? I don't use Mint anymore. I was very happy with it, but I found that I needed a more comprehensive view of my money because personal capital also shows your investments, which I think is awesome. Again, click on the link in the show notes for that information. Five, pay yourself first. As a woman, they say that you need to pay yourself at least 12%. You need to be putting that money aside. I'm paying myself 20% because my ultimate goal is to save 50% of my earned income. I have a lot of friends who do this, and it was a slow process for them, and then it gained momentum over time. So I put 20% aside. I'm not going to lie, this is hard for me. It's really hard. And one of the things that I've been doing to really help me, you know, focus on this is I also use Digit.com, which I didn't mention earlier in the show, but I use Digit.com, which is really cool because it basically is an online tool that takes out change or dollars, just, you know, small increments of money that helps you painlessly save every day. So I do two different things, which is I pay myself on my earned income before taxes. I figure out what the percentage is, and then I also figure out the taxes, okay? But paying yourself first is huge, because if you don't, who will? Number six, why are you paying everyone before yourself? It doesn't mean be irresponsible. It just means that you come first. You come first. So paying everyone before yourself, that mindset, it doesn't even make sense. And a lot of us have it. It's really hard to break that one. My mom has had that mindset for a long time. It drives me crazy. It's very frustrating because there have been moments where she's had no money because she gave everyone else her money. And I'm like, why wouldn't you just be late and pay a late fee and not be dirt broke? It just doesn't make sense. So that's been an ongoing conversation, and slowly there's been some traction on that. But that one I understand because I live it both personally and with family. Number seven, when you are looking at your debt, just consider them blessings for payments for blessings that you've received already. Again, I can't remember the name of the book. I'll try to figure out the name of the book before I drop the link in the show notes. But just think about it this way. There are a lot of people who don't even have access to these tools. I am now not into debt. I'm not excited about it. I don't ever want it again in my life. But to be honest, those tools allowed me to do a lot of different things in my life that I wouldn't have been able to do without them. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Girl Gone Frugal. If you would like me to highlight a listener question, you can call me at my Google Voice number, 720-295-9972. Again, that's 720-295-9972. Would love to highlight a listener question at the end of each podcast. So call in, have a question about your own situation or general one, be happy to answer. Until then, have an amazing, amazing week, and thank you for listening.